This is Pam, and you're listening to the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering at stutterrockstar.com, and it's also freely available as a download on iTunes. Today, as always, I have the opportunity and pleasure to meet with yet another amazing woman who's going to share parts of her story. So I'd like to say hello to Hannah. Hey, Hannah, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Yep. I'm enjoying the weekend and looking forward to hearing your story. So to get us started, I'm so excited that you're a guest with us today. So to get us started, could you formally introduce yourself? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do to keep busy.
Okay, well, first of all, hi everybody. My name is Hannah Smith. Those that have followed me in the past, you may formerly know me as Hannah Seaman. I've been married since then. To keep busy, one of the main things for me that I do is I'm extremely dedicated to the lifestyle that I have. I am a certified nutritional practitioner, meaning I am a registered holistic nutritionist. I studied in Vancouver for the last number of years, and it is my passion. So for me, nutrition and being healthy and active is a way I keep busy, really.
Okay. And where are you from?
I'm from Langley, BC. So I'm about 45 minutes or so out from Vancouver.
Okay. All right. And
I was about 23 when I actually started having a lot of health issues. I was dealing with anxiety, which we know can develop from stuttering, as I've been stuttering for well over 20 years now, and I couldn't deal with it. And ultimately, I was sick. I was dealing with all sorts of digestive issues. I was unhappy. I was irritable. I was upset. I had a very poor relationship with food. And ultimately, it was me wanting to make a lifestyle change that led me down this path of wanting to go to school for nutrition, become educated, and be able to use my passion to share it with other people of just how much it's changed my life and changed the way I look at myself and changed my speech overall. And that was really all how I became involved with it, was just through passion. passion and really wanting to help other people.
Wow. So what exactly did you do?
So as a CNP, that's my designation. What I do is I actually have a very, well, it's not a really long intake form, but basically I am a practitioner in the healthcare field. So I have training to work alongside anybody in the alternative healthcare field, such as naturopathic doctors. Okay. So what I do in conjunction to an ND is I look for the underlying cause to why somebody may be feeling a certain way. So I do a full evaluation on someone. I've had them done on me actually as well. And I look for the root cause of what is causing somebody, for example, anxiety or stress or any types of mental health issues or even digestive issues, hormonal issues. I'm always looking for what the underlying cause is rather than trying to design a program for someone that is only going to symptomatically treat them. Right.
Okay. All right. And do you work in like a clinic or a hospital? How do people find you?
So I founded a company about a year and a half ago. I opened Fraser Valley Nutrition. I am a home-based nutritionist right now. I actually just received my full designation in October of 2016, which was really exciting.
Yeah, congratulations.
thank you. And so right now I take clients via Skype so I can help you over the internet. I go to clients' homes. They can come to mine. I'm a very new practitioner at the moment, so no, I'm not in a clinic right now, but it's definitely something I'm hoping to do one day.
Wow, well, that's great. What a neat thing to be able to do what your passion is and earn a living at it.
yeah, it's a really, really good feeling. I found for me growing up with a stutter, really being able to live through my passions is something that's brought me a great amount of healing and really just helped me.
Yeah. So how does stuttering impact your work? How do people react when they realize that you're a person who stutters?
Most people, for the most part, are really cool about it. I've always been very open about it, so I've always encouraged people to ask me questions. I've always done that with my friends from a young age. As we know, like, approximately only 1% of our population stutters. So for me, I try to use it as a way to educate people. Not that it has always been easy by any means, but I just try to be very open about it as much as I can possibly be. And with clients, these days my speech has changed quite a bit over the last, 4 to 5 years. So I don't find it's something that gets in the way too much anymore. but I am still very open with them and encourage them. Ask me questions. Let me know if you're uncomfortable. Like, just tell me what you're thinking, and, you know, we can work past it, right?
Do they ask questions?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I get quite a few questions. Like, especially from clients who don't know me through a personal basis, really. I've gotten questions from people like, are you cold? that's such a common one. But it's actually really interesting, because I find when I'm open about it, I find it lets my client, you know, kind of, we connect much better, you know. So for me, when I am evaluating a client, I'm looking at everything. I'm not just looking at your intake form. I'm not just looking at you. I'm looking at everything, your mind, your body, and just how you're responding to me, and, you know, what I'm getting from my consultation with someone. So, yeah.
Wow. It sounds like a full process.
Yeah, it's honestly, it is a lot of fun. The schooling was really tough, but it was an incredible, incredible experience. My school I went to, it's called the Institute of Holistic Nutrition. They have a campus in Vancouver, and then they have a couple more out in Ottawa and Mississauga, Ontario, I believe. And that school changed my life entirely, and I really wouldn't have it any other way. The schooling was hard, but I walked away from it feeling the best I've ever felt in my whole life.
How long was the schooling?
It was 2 years. I did the course part-time. I could have finished it in a year, but it was a lot of homework. And because I'm commuting, it just didn't make sense to go full-time. This school, it is a private college, so I'm doing 19 courses in the span of 2 years, so I'm doing one course every couple weeks, so it goes by fast.
Okay, wow. But you're done, though, right? You're done.
Yeah, done.
So tell me about your experience with the stuttering community. Are you involved in the community at all? Do you know a lot of other people who stutter?
I do. I have been involved with the British Columbia Association for People Who Stutter since I was about 16. That was the first time I had actually met somebody else who stuttered.
Oh, wow.
By that time. Yeah, it was at the camp that they ran every summer, which my mother got me involved with. By the time I had went to the camp, I had been stuttering for about 10 years or so by that time. And it was a really crazy experience, just hearing someone else who stuttered, because for me it was different to hear myself, but to see it on someone else, it was crazy. And yeah, it just was the first time at that point in my life that I felt like I was like, there's other people, and I didn't feel so alone and, you know, sad about what had happened to me, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you had felt that? You had felt alone and sad being a person who stutters and not knowing anybody else?
I think for me, I didn't know how to deal with it for many years because stuttering had followed me into my adulthood, basically. I struggled for a really long time understanding my triggers and what situations I was in that caused my speech to worsen, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggled learning how to deal with the stress of it. I pretty well in my early 20s, I was okay at dealing with the stress of my speech, but I didn't really have the proper stress management tools on how to deal with other stressors in life. So it was a lot to take on, but like I said earlier, following my passions in life has ultimately made such a big difference in how I think and act and feel, and I'm much happier.
Yeah. I can see that. Did you ever have any type of speech therapy?
I did. I had speech therapy when I was younger. I think when I was going through speech therapy at the time, I don't think it was the right method of therapy for me. As a kid, the only thing I could keep thinking about was, why did this happen to me? And I just had all these questions about it. And I found with speech therapy, just as a child, I felt like it made me focus in on the things that I couldn't do. So certain words that I couldn't say. And it just ultimately left me feeling more or less kind of bad about myself because I was so fixated on what I couldn't do versus the things I could do well. So I actually haven't been back in speech therapy for, oh man, it's been a really long time. But I think it works for some people, but it doesn't work for everybody. Like I say to my clients, there is not a one-size-fits-all plan. And you really have to customize your healing protocol.
Yeah, you're right. And it's the same for stuttering. There is no one size fits all management method for stuttering. You know, we all do the best that we can. We know there's no cure for it. So we do the best that we can to try to manage it so that we can be comfortable and effective communicators. That's what I think anyway.
Oh, 100%, yes.
Have you done therapy as an adult?
No. No, I have not. I've thought about it, but I don't really feel for me at this point in my life it's very necessary for me. Most of the time, I'm pretty fluent. I find for me, stressful situations bring out my stutter. When I start to doubt what I'm saying or thinking, excuse me, I've always thought of my stuttering as a little bit like an alarm bell, especially as I've gotten older, because I find it comes out in situations when I'm uncomfortable or I'm unhappy or I'm upset or there's some stressor in my life that I'm not currently dealing with. Mm-hmm. And for me, it forces me to take a step back and think, how is this person or this situation or this environment that I'm in making me feel? And 99% of the time, it's something external that's going on that I'm not dealing with or I'm not aware of. Because stuttering is a part of me. It's me. It's the way we talk, right? And I absolutely encourage my clients, my family, and my friends or anybody I talk to embrace who you are, because once you do, your confidence shines through. And for me, my speech has just, you know, continued to get better the more and more I've done things that make me happy and that I'm not focusing my energy on things that I can't change. Because ultimately, we can't change the fact that we stutter. So I don't like to dwell on things that I can't change and rather focus in a positive way on the things that I can make a difference in.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What a great, healthy attitude to have. Not everybody has that attitude about their stuttering, you know, and a lot of people wind up getting stuck. And it certainly doesn't seem like that's the case with you, Hannah. It sounds like you found a good place. And I love the way that you use the word embrace, because I think that that's what we need to do. I've kind of done the same thing with my own stuttering. I've had a longer journey with it than you have. And for a long time, I hated it. And I hid it, and I did everything that I could to hide it. And then I reached a point where I just couldn't do that anymore. And I felt like I wasn't being true to myself. And it made more sense for me to embrace this part of me so that I could be true to myself and be authentic with the world. And you're right, it's been a lot easier to deal with, you know, instead of, you know, embracing it rather than fighting it has made a huge difference in my own life too.
That is amazing. That's so exciting to hear. And I love it, but it hasn't always been like this. Not that it's always been easy. I've definitely, the only reason I've come to this, I want to say, this mindset is through a lot of trial and error, really. I've gone through a lot of years dealing with severe anxiety, dealing with bouts of depression, and it definitely, as hard as stuttering has been on me, I know I wouldn't be the same without it. You know, it's like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like it's a love-hate relationship sometimes, but it hasn't always been easy. And there, I definitely have those days where I may be more upset about it than normal, but that's why I always go back to stress management, making sure I'm feeding my body the right foods it needs, making sure I'm regularly exercising, stepping outside of my comfort zone. I recently decided I wanted to up my fitness game after years of weight training to take up acrobatics addicts. It's been really fun. I only started it probably about like a couple weeks ago now, but it's just doing these things that force us outside of our comfort zone, because sometimes, you know, you can find a passion from doing that, and it's been fun.
Yeah.
Like I said, stuttering has definitely not been easy. I've had, when I was a teenager, I could hardly talk. You could hardly understand me. I did a documentary when I think I was about 17 with the Vancouver Film School. It's called Stutter. And I watched that documentary back a few times, and like, it's hard to watch myself because I could hardly talk. And I've definitely had a lot of years where I've struggled with it, and I'm sure there'll be times in the future where I still struggle with it, but just trying to maintain a balanced mindset about it and ultimately not being too hard on ourselves about the things we can't change.
Right, right. How did you get involved in the documentary?
So I actually became involved with that through BCAPS, actually, the BC Association for People Who Stutter. The president at the time, I think it was her, she contacted my mother from my speech therapist at the time. Like, I'm not 100% on how it all came about, because my mom actually organized it at the time. But it was through BCAPS and through the speech and language pathologist I had been seeing at the time, and she gave the Vancouver Film School my name, and I got involved and did the documentary, and it was really interesting experience and really, really great way to step outside of my comfort zone, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you seem to do a lot of that.
Yeah, it's been definitely scary and hard, and sometimes I wonder, what am I doing sometimes? But I just have to remember that ultimately I'm doing these things for me, because deep down, I know these things are actually good for me to do. And sometimes, like, I've just always had this feeling my whole life about my speech, that my stuttering wants me to be better. It wants me to push myself and to embrace myself and to be the best I can be, and to not get, you know, overly confident, but to not get too, upset about things, and to just, you know, like I said, to try to maintain a balanced state of mind when it comes to my speech, really.
Yeah. Well, this is so inspiring. I'm sure people that are listening to this are gonna feel inspired by what you're saying and what you're sharing, because you're so positive about stuttering, and it just seems like the name of my blog, Make Room for the Stuttering, it seems like you've made room for it in your life. And that's pretty neat to see.
Aw, thank you. So, I like to try to find ways to work with the things I have, rather than to sit there and, you know, dwell about the things I don't have, because ultimately that's not going to do me any good, and that negative self-talk is just going to hurt me. And, you know, I would rather work with things and maybe be a little bit more overly optimistic than the average person. And that's exactly what my friends and my family would say about me, is that I am overly optimistic, and I try my very, very best to see the good in everybody and the good in every situation, because I would rather try to work with that than try to work, you know, with something that, you know, is ultimately going to hurt me or hurt the people around me. And to just ultimately come from a place of love.
Wow. So you're a woman that sees the glass half full instead of half empty, right?
Definitely. Like I said, it hasn't always been like that, but through many years of trial and error, it's made me who I am, and I really wouldn't change one bit of my story.
Mm-hmm.
I think that life is far too short to have regrets, and exactly.
Last week, in a conversation that I had with other people who stutter in a virtual hangout, we talked about if there was a pill that would take away your stuttering, would you take it? And I just feel like I want to ask you that.
There is a pill that could take away stuttering. I wanted that for very, very, very long time. For, you know, probably close to, you know, 15 years, I would have said yes, 100%, I want a pill, let's make it go away, I never want to think about it ever again. But within the last 5 or so years, I would say no. And the reason is because it makes us who we are. We all have a story, and even though you know, stuttering does have its ups and downs through our daily lives, it always forces me to try to work things out. It always forces me to try to look more to the positive. And like I said, to be overly optimistic sometimes, which, you know, maybe some people might say is a bit naive, maybe, but you also have to be realistic about the things that you cannot change. And for me, as somebody in the healthcare field, if there was a pill, I would want to see a lot of research behind it. I would want to know what's in that pill and the side effects and really how it would help you. I really don't think there is ever going to be a pill that is going to make stuttering go away. And so no, I wouldn't take it.
Well,
I think there would be far too many side effects.
Thanks for letting me put you on the spot with that.
No problem.
So kind of in wind down mode, one of the things that I'm curious about is, what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I love the outdoors. I absolutely love the nature and the trees. I love being within nature, going hiking, going to the beach, like basically doing lots of outdoor activities. My husband and I, we like hiking. We have a lot of that in common together. We both are really into fitness, actually. So for me, for fun, I do acro for fun. I do weight training for fun. I'm the type of person where I like to kill two birds with one stone. I would rather enjoy something that I know is good for me, and I find dedicating myself to my body and treating it as a temple has ultimately helped my speech. And I have days where I'm very, very fluent, and that's what makes me happy, right? Doing things that make me happy. Therefore, in a way, my speech is happy and everyone's happy, right?
Yes.
I also like to cook. That's a big thing. Writing, I find, is a big one as well. Creative writing is something I really enjoy doing. Blogging is also something I like doing.
Do you have a blog?
I do. So I have a blog. I actually just put it up a couple months ago when I graduated from school, but you can find it at Fraser Valley Nutrition. .com, and from there it has all the information a bit on me and who I am and what I do for my clients and how I became a nutritionist as well. And I also have a section on it where I have a blog as well.
Okay, great. Well, I hope people check that out. I definitely will.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So this has been a delight. I am so happy that you took the time to be a guest with us today. And like I said earlier, I am sure, I'm confident that your story is going to inspire other people. You're just so positive and enthusiastic and full of life. And I'm glad we got to hear parts of your story. I'm sure there's many other parts of the story that we didn't hear. But I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and it has been a pleasure.
And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.